you think of a sentence where those terms might be used?
No, I don't believe I would. I don't believe I do. How would that be?
Well, do you take your coffee with milk or without?
Well, I think a person could say it. I don't know that I...
That doesn't sound...
Doesn't sound particularly familiar, but of course it would be... Oh, it seems to me I'd be more apt to hear somebody say, will you have coffee, or will you have milk, or will you have cream, or will you have sugar, or do you have cream or sugar?
How is the term without used, then? Can you think of sentences using the term with or without?
You mean in the way of food, or do you mean...
in connection with anything, as a matter of fact. Anything that comes to mind?
I can't think of anything food or otherwise.
Well, or just an ordinary sentence. She came with him.
Or she came without her husband, or something like that.
Does this sound familiar? You don't have to do that without you want to.
Oh, yes, but that's bad grammar. That would really be bad grammar.
It means, without there means what?
Tell me the sentence again, how you used it.
You don't have to without you want to.
Oh, well, I don't know how to get it that way, to tell you the truth, because it means... You don't have to do it unless you want to, I suppose. But without is certainly not in kin to unless. Unless you want to, I don't see much sense in. But I think that's certainly a colloquialism.
I do hear that often in conversation.
Well,
apparently, some of these terms are actually older and at one time perhaps more respectable than.
Well, maybe so, but I don't see how. But that's just not that's not the meaning of the word. I don't see any authority for that.
And you would avoid it in conversation.
Oh yes, I would never say that. I maybe say a lot of things. Gee, come by here and turn on some of these lights for us, please.
How about meeting someone in the streets and you report to your husband? I really wasn't expecting to see him. I just
ran into him.
Mm-hmm. And
this one's got to be hand turned.
And how about if you say you didn't expect to see him? You just ran into him. Just as you looked up, he was coming. You just looked up, and he was coming.
Told you. Oh, what did you say? Other than towards you.
That's the obvious. Uh-huh. And how about naming, if the child is given the same name as his mother, say, you say they named the child...
After.
Mother.
Well, some people say after, but I think for sounds better.
And these are fascinating differences. How about falling? If a child had a bad dream and you found him on the floor, you say, well, he must have...
Do you mean, say, he must have fallen out of bed? Or what other way could you put it?
Suppose he fell, he was riding a horse, and he fell, he said, well, you fell